A former defense minister for Germany has openly advocated for Europe to return to the ways of the Holy Roman Empire. Learn what these alarming comments portend for every person on Earth. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Theodor zu Guttenberg, Germany's former defense minister, was recently interviewed by Courier.at, an Austrian daily newspaper. That was on November 17, 2018, and Austria, of course, is the country ruled by Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. Mr. Guttenberg made a statement that should send shockwaves through the world and reach to the very core of our being with alarm and a frightening from what he said. And if you know about the prophesying of our program for over 70 years, you'd be 1,000 times more frightened or concerned, deeply concerned, about what he said. Now, the good news is, at the same time, that very event is the best possible news you could ever hear. And it's something we need to understand. Let me quote to you what Mr. Guttenberg said. The person interviewing him said, well, Sebastian Kurz has been chancellor for 1 year. How do you rate his performance? And Mr. Guttenberg replied this way, I would like to see some other European heads of government take a close look at how things are currently managed in Austria. Another translation put it just a little different than that. He said that he'd like to see some other nations follow his example. Now, Chancellor Sebastian Kurz recently said before the world that his religion guided his politics. Now, that happens to be the very Holy Roman Empire, which is, well, in the tradition of Charlemagne that they talk about quite a lot. And really, it was kind of like the official beginning of the Holy Roman Empire before our eyes. It is something everybody needs to be concerned about. Of course, Charlemagne, they talk about the tradition of Charlemagne, and they are looking for a new Charlemagne for this modern time. That's what it's all about in many ways. Now, Charlemagne ruled in 800 A.D., and he called his empire the First Reich. So Adolf Hitler came along, and he also ruled the Holy Roman Empire, the sixth head, and he called his empire the Third Reich. And Charlemagne was a hero of his. He really revered Charlemagne. If you look at other rulers like Napoleon, he came along and ruled the fifth head of the Holy Roman Empire, and he was one of the most terrifying leaders ever in Europe, and he conquered nations and spilled blood, rivers of blood, just like Charlemagne did, and just like Hitler did, and all the others, every single one of those six heads spilled blood. Tons of blood in Europe, because and they caused it. So you can see why Chancellor Kurz stating what he did was somewhat alarming to some people. Anybody who knows the history of the Holy Roman Empire has to be deeply concerned about this. And now we have a man from Germany, a former defense minister, Theodor zu Guttenberg, and incidentally, one of his names means Baron of the Holy Roman Empire. And here he comes along, and he's on the scene, and he's saying, well, he'd like to see other nations follow Kurz's example. And he has been considered recently to, well, by some, as being the leader of this Holy Roman Empire himself, that is Guttenberg. And we have, even a decade ago, have said to our audience that we believe he's going to be the strong man that's going to come on the scene in Europe. And that's talked about and discussed in Daniel 8 and verse 23. So what are we really entering into, and why is this so alarming? Well, all you have to do is understand the history of Europe, and you'll understand that. But if you understand Bible prophecy, you'll understand it far more deeply. And we've been prophesying this for over 70 years, and now it's all coming to pass. I'll tell you, there is a seventh Holy Roman Empire that's coming, and your Bible says that it is going to spill more blood in Europe and in the world than any other head of the Holy Roman Empire ever. Of all the six, this one is going to be spilling more blood than all of those six combined. That's what your Bible says. Now, the good news is that this is all about the great and terrible day of the Lord, or dreadful day of the Lord. And at the very end of that, Jesus Christ is going to return at the last trump, and he's going to destroy the Holy Roman Empire forever and bring prosperity and joy and happiness to this world forever. And even the entire universe. That is the best news anybody could possibly hear. And how wonderful it is to know that's going to happen. And if all of these other prophecies have come to pass, you know that one's going to come to pass as well. That we need to keep in mind. Let me just repeat Mr. Gutenberg's comment. I'll back up a little here. Mr. Gutenberg said, at a time when our government clatters at every turn, we need a functioning government in Berlin. In other words, he's not happy with the government in Berlin. He wants to change it and make it the Holy Roman Empire. And then remember the other question before. Sebastian Kurz has been chancellor for 1 year. How do you rate his performance? He said, well, I would like to see some other European heads of government take a close look at how things are currently managed in Austria. In another translation, he says that some other nations in Europe ought to follow his example and the example of Charlemagne and all of those other leaders of the Holy Roman Empire. And every one of them is turned to the very darkest side of man's inhumanity to man. So shouldn't everybody be concerned about this? It's alarming to me, most alarming, I think, because so few people understand their own history. The history of Europe, and all of us ought to understand that, and they certainly don't understand Bible prophecy. But we've been prophesying this just year after year after year for many years, and I'll show you some examples of that as we get into the program. But this seething pot of Europe is really being stirred at this time, and we are going to have trouble like never before unless we wake up and repent of the way we're living and the way we're conducting our lives, because God says, "You, in the end time, the nations of Israel look to their lovers, not to God." That's what God is alarmed about. There's something wrong with our religion. Mr. Kurz says his religion guides his politics. And if you look at all of those other leaders, well, when they get a military power, they begin to march. And Europe right now is a great empire, even militarily. When you think about 10 kings or 10 nations that are going to come together and form the Holy Roman Empire, and now we already see one in Austria that has formed the Holy Roman Empire in its nation. The rule of the Holy Roman Empire. And here is another man coming along and said, well, we need to expand that. I'm telling you that this is the beginning, the great, almost you could say the official beginning of the Holy Roman Empire. that dreadful empire that's going to be a part of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So says your Bible, and so says many prophecies. Now, is Mr. Gutenberg giving us a sign or a signal that where Europe is headed? Well, that is a resounding yes. Yes, he is. A terrible turning point in Europe. And you have to remember that Germany started World War I and World War II. They have been a militant nation for all their history, really. Now the German people are a great people, but they've been deceived mightily by the Holy Roman Empire. And God says they need to be alerted to that. They need somebody that has to proclaim that message to them. And we'll send you a booklet that does exactly that and tells you what the outcome is going to be. And anybody that wants to see peace and prosperity and joy on this earth has to be concerned about that. Again, Mr. Gutenberg said, I would like to see some other European heads of government take a close look at how things are currently managed in Austria. Or I'd like to see some other nations follow his example. And he's also saying that of his own nation, Germany, because he says it's not a functioning government like it should be at all. That's his view of it. Now, you know that there's a strong man coming on the scene, and Daniel 8 and verse 23 talks about that. Daniel is a book only for this end time. And if you look at Daniel 11, it says a strong man is going to come on the scene, and he's going to come into office with flatteries. He's not going to be voted in. He's going to be flattering people to get in. Now, he could do that by getting control of Germany and just leading all the other nations, the other nine nations, we'll say. It could be he could get into a coalition and people could want him to be in charge. That could happen. But I think that some people see what is already being done in Germany. That's why Britain has gotten out of it. Because they see that, hey, this is not a democracy. This is, well, they don't call it that. They don't, the Holy Roman Empire, but they do remind people that Germany started World War I and World War II, and they are prone to do just that, and World War II proves that. And I'll give you a quote in a moment to show you that. Now, he could also, this strong man could come on the scene for as maybe like a president or a king over those 10 kings or a ruler over those 10 kings and rule all of Europe that way. He could be appointed that way according to Revelation 17 verses 12 and 13. There are indications of that. So we'll have to wait and see, but he's going to come in by flatteries. I'll tell you this, Mr. Gutenberg is a charming man, and we have said again that for years we believe he's going to lead that powerful European Union, which is going to be pared down to 10 nations and called the Holy Roman Empire. And the other 17 nations are going to be kicked out or leave or whatever. But he wants people to take a closer look to how it's done in Austria. But he doesn't want you to look too closely at what these empires have done in the past. Nobody really discusses that much. And it seems like people are afraid to say something about it. But it's history there before all of us, secular history. And the Bible has a lot to say about that secular history. And whose word is going to prevail? It's certainly not that of any man. It's going to be the word of God that prevails, and that should be clear to all of us, but it isn't. It certainly is not. But those 10 kings are coming, and we need to be prepared for that. 6 heads have already come and gone and left a bloody, bloody, bloody history like no other church-state combine in this world like no other. So the good news is it's going to be concluded by the return of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, these are not ordinary times. And this is not an ordinary message that we're talking about. It's one that concerns you and every individual on this planet. It's a powerful, powerful message right out of your Bible. And we've been prophesying it for, well, even beyond 70 years. But what we need to do is realize that this Holy Roman Empire is in our immediate future. And I mean immediate future. It's going to be here, I think, in next year or the following year. And certainly will be no longer than 6 years, according to prophecies that I believe I can put together and prove that to anybody. But we'll see soon what is going to happen. So if you look at that, well, some 1,500 years that the Holy Roman Empire has ruled, let me tell you, it is scary. And anybody that knows anything about it knows about all of the bloodshed and all of the aggressive wars that came on the scene because of that empire. Does anybody want to discuss that? Well, it doesn't seem so, but one man who discussed it all of his life, practically, his adult life, was Herbert W. Armstrong. We have a booklet entitled He Was Right, and here's what he prophesied. He said, the Bible prophesies of this coming United States of Europe, a new united superpower, perhaps more powerful than either the Soviet Union or the United States. That was May 1983, 35 years ago. How could he know that? How could he know this Germany was going to be so powerful even then? Here's what President Roosevelt and Prime Minister Churchill said right after World War II. They signed this quote. It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world. We are determined to disarm and disband all Germans' armed forces, break up for all time the German General Staff that has repeatedly contrived the resurgence of German militarism. And now, a short 9 years later, he said, behold, the spectacle of Washington and London making every possible diplomatic effort backed by American dollars to do two things, create a United States of Europe and to rearm Germany, from the Plain Truth magazine, November/December 1954. 64 years ago, this happened. Now, look at what, did we keep Germany from rearming? Oh, no, we didn't. They are one of the leading arms exporters in the world. I think they're second behind America. Amazing what has happened there. And he went on to talk about how it now looks entirely feasible that Yugoslavia may be included in this revived Roman Empire. Also, Poland, Romania, and possibly Hungary. Add Austria. Yeah, they're going to be in it. Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and France. Yeah, all of those last ones mentioned are certainly going to be in there. The last six, anyhow, that I mentioned. But he concludes that by saying Britain won't be in it. Well, what do you know? Well, they're out now. How could he know they would not be in it? You really need to answer that question. And we have material we'll send you that will explain why. And certainly this booklet, He Was Right, is a booklet that needs to be studied because it's just prophecy after prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled precisely the way that Herbert Armstrong said it would be. And he kept saying that for certainly around 60 years. He said, the cry of political union in Europe will get louder and louder. Before long, we will see the common market develop into a United States of Europe. Plain truth, September 1967. 1967. Then in here's one in 1952. The United States is determined now to let nothing stand in the way of building up a rearmed, independent Germany. This will be the heart and core of the United Europe that will revive the Roman Empire. And yet they just said 9 years before that they would never allow that to happen in Germany again. What a turnaround, and what a terrifying mistake by America and Britain. Today, our recent ambassador in 2009, a man by the name of Philip Murphy, he said, Germany is the centerpiece of the European Union. Well, that's fulfilled prophecy. It certainly is. And, well, I have other quotes here, and I don't have time to get all of them, but Mr. Armstrong warned us, even at the end of the war, to think, well, now we're going to have peace and we can relax and take it easy. And he said, no, the Germans are already preparing for World War III, and our booklet on Germany Conquers the Balkans proves that, and proves it in, it's all documented. And we kept that classified for 50 years. And then they released it, and people had, well, they'd gone, moved on, forgotten about their history. What a tragedy. Mr. Gutenberg said in that interview, well, he talked about President Trump's Twitter madness. Not a very nice thing for a diplomat to say, you would think. Then he also said, then there are people who think that Trump is temperamentally gruesome. I am one of those. He's one of them, and he's talking about the U.S. that way. Why would that man be saying such harsh things as a diplomat in the world, a well-known one, and a very powerful man in Germany? Why would he be saying that after all we've done to raise Germany back up with the Marshall Plan and spent billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to do it? And now this man seems to... Well, he seems to dislike President Trump and the over 60 million voters that put him into that office. What is going on? What does that mean? Is he out for revenge because America's power destroyed Germany in World War I and World War II? Could that be something that might be disturbing him? He is a brutal critic, I'll tell you that. Let me read to you one more scripture here that is critical. This is from the book of Nahum. It's a minor prophet, one of the minor prophets, and all of them have prophecy for the very end time, and this one is directed at Germany and at the destruction of the Holy Roman Empire forever. It's the best news you could hear, in a way. Notice what it says. This is good news. This is Nahum 1 and verse 15, one of the minor prophets. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him, some man that brings good tidings, that publishes peace. O Judah, keep your solemn feast, perform your vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off, utterly cut off. Some man is going to deliver this message in the end time. Well, where has that message been delivered from throughout, 70 years? Actually, certainly it's been proclaimed by two men, for sure. But it goes on here in Nahum 3 in verse 1 to talk about, woe to the bloody city, really for referring to Nineveh, an ancient city of Germany, and the leading city of Germany, and the only city or nation ever to repent when God delivered his message to them. So the Germans are the only ones that have done something right in that way. But it says that it's a bloody city. Anciently, they were always going to war. A bloody city, war after war after war. But now it's about to come to an end forever. What a wonderful news that is. All these prophecies have been fulfilled, and Jesus Christ is tied right to this very end time prophecy, so it must be fulfilled as well. This is the most beautiful news that we could possibly ever hear. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Ever since losing World War II, Germany has quietly built itself back up to superpower status. Shockingly, Germany has been aided in this process by its former arch nemesis, America. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Nahum, An End Time Prophecy for Germany, to learn how America is making a deadly mistake. Thousands of years ago, the prophet Nahum recorded God's warning about Germany. God will use that nation as his tool to punish the nations of Israel today, mainly America and Britain. Because of America's rejection of history and prophecy, it will be conquered by the very nation it helped to rebuild. Also, request our free book, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. This empire has made pivotal and defining contributions to Western civilization, but its many reincarnations have also come with painful and catastrophic consequences. European leaders aimed to unite the fractured continent of Europe by reviving the legacy of this extraordinary church-state combine. The Holy Roman Empire is not just a relic of history. It is about to play a central role in world events. Understanding the nature and character of this powerful institution tells you as much about the future as it does about the past. Before, during, and after World War II, one man warned about the threat posed by Germany. As Germany lay in ruins, he predicted that it would rise to dominance one more time as the unquestioned leader of Europe. This has already happened. He guaranteed that Britain would not be a part of the newly unified European bloc. This separation is being finalized right now in negotiations over Brexit. Request our free booklet, He Was Right, to remember five decades of accurate forecasting by Herbert W. Armstrong. How could this man have known the future of not just Europe, but of every region in the world? By searching the pages of the Holy Bible to find what God has to say about world events. Armed with God's perspective, Mr. Armstrong declared the outcome with confidence. His track record proves that he was right. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request Nahum, An End Time Prophecy for Germany, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy, and He Was Right. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.